Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like
No, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm going to give you some dirty shit.
Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
Fuck you up, nigga. Don't worry about it.
Ease.
We're gonna fight before it's over, nigga. Don't worry about it. Play this shit.
You were my crush.
Tito, crack that Dutch.
Tito, crack that Dutch.
You were my crush.
Roll that purple up.
Roll that purple up.
Niggas slacking and they macking. Simping and they pimping.
Yeah.
Glad I got you, baby.
You were my crush.
You're the only one I could count on. My crush, man. Yo, we leave spots milk. You get your top till my fill. My block leave cops killed. Duck shot still. You not built. You had zirconias. Those were zirconias. I kept it spot built. I can ensemble land and grin in a rock silk. I'm hitting bitches like switches. I'm a top whip. That's Chamberlain. Mommy became a friend. Said she had the lamest men. Wanted to learn the game of men. I had the game of them. You rearrange your friends. Then you change that band. We need a range with friends. She bought a gravy rover. It had a pastry odor. Yes, she made the quota. Cause I'm like Ray Liotta. Fiends in the caskets. Leaning them bastards. But the meanest of fabrics when I'm with Athena Onassis. A Miss Trina, the queen of the asses. Cause when it come to purple, I seen it in masses. Woo! Woo! Tito, you almost finished? This ain't purple neither, Tito. This blend almost out right here.
This ain't purple neither, Tito.
I don't know what this is. I love you, man. I'm not smoking this. Only thing I count on is you.
What's up with you, Moses, man? What's up with you today, man? What's up with you today, man? That nigga got the Fabo shades on.
And they just yawned at your ass.
I'm sick of Dave, man. Fuck Dave, yo. I'm sick of both of you.
You hanging out niggas that roll up some boo-boo like Tito. Let's talk about that, nigga. You gotta watch who the fuck you smoke with. You wanna talk about that, nigga? You wanna hit this?
No.
I don't want shit, nigga. You smoke, man. Fuck that.
What do you say Tito put in the Dutch? You said it wasn't no purple.
I don't know what you put in this, Tito. I don't know what the fuck you put
in. Oh, man. I'm liking the energy. Yo, this is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lex.
Moses.
Yep.
We in this motherfucker tonight. Another episode. Episode 112.
Nigga, put that regular in your blunt.
Put that regular in your blunt. Yes. You still smoking Reggie with the seeds, right?
No, nigga.
What's up with the weed coming around with seeds lately? I don't know what's going on. I don't like it. I don't like it.
That's like premature. They trying to grow their own shit.
Trying to hear
make
you.
It, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Connect with something else.
Mm. Yo, so Rolling Loud is going on right now. Miami.
Rolling Loud.
Rolling Loud.
Like some of the performances?
I like Rick Ross shit. Rick Ross had a dope performance. I mean, I don't know though. It wasn't.
I missed the Friday.
Would you go to Rolling Loud?
Yeah. That experience, like, you gotta understand, like, that live experience and everybody, you feel energized. Like, you know what I'm saying? Why not? You only live once. Why the fuck not? That's what you like, you know what I'm saying, with Kodak, when he had all his niggas on there, like, that's experience.
That
for them.
Shit was funny, man.
It's experience. Yeah, but that's the spirit. That's, you know what I'm saying? I'm bringing my niggas with me. That's what it looked like. To me, you know what I'm saying? So
I mean, I understand it's more of a festival and shit, but it's like they only perform like maybe four joints, maybe five songs, feel like.
What I liked about the concerts is the vibe. You know what I'm saying? The background, the stage presence, but to get the people hype, like, you know what I'm saying? So
you fuck with Young Thugger performance.
Young Thugger performance was different. I see him and his people assigned to his label, you know what I'm saying, rocking the same shit. So
Easter Pink.
Like, you know, they was Easter Pink. Easter Pink glitter.
Shining out there.
It was Easter Pink glitter. Get it right. You can't find Rolling Stones or shit like that. $100 Rhinestone.
Gunna had the same pants on. Gunna had the same pants on. I didn't get to see the little baby performance, but I don't think I would go to Rolling Loud, man. Like I said, they only perform like maybe it seemed like 5-6 songs. You out there with a whole bunch of people. Somebody's catching COVID out of that shit. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I get it if it's the festival and all that. You gotta go on shrooms.
You got your shots.
You gotta go on shrooms.
You got your shots and shit. The Young and May doing her shit and the Finney on.
I don't got the vaccine. Mm? I don't got the vaccine. I don't plan on getting it either. Nah. Dave, would you go to Rolling Loud?
You don't want no metal in your body?
No. Would you go to Rolling Loud? Just the experience of some shit like that?
Probably not. Not if I wasn't backstage or something.
I feel you on that. I feel you on that. I see they going to New York in October. I thought about it. I wanted to do it.
But they ain't got the locks on there.
Yeah.
Like, how you in New York and you don't got... They ain't even had... Listen, the Dipset and the Lox shit is coming up, and neither one of those groups is on. Maybe that's a surprise. I don't
but
know.
The thing is, you got to think, like, ahead of time of what they was doing. Like, they might have been doing something else before that. You know what I'm saying? So, that's why I look at it, too. I don't look at it like they didn't want them on there. They might have just been busy. You know what I'm saying? We got something else to do.
I do like a lot of the names that's on there.
It was a lot of
50 Cent, Joey Charles Badass, J. Cole.
Rick Ross on there with his shirt off again.
With his shirt off again.
Gotta show his tattoos.
Show his tattoos.
Gotta show his tattoos. Okay. Megan Stan was on there twerking.
Oh, yeah, she was twerking. You was happy about that. You was like way too excited. When's Meg performing? I want to see Meg. Ain't that how he was, Dave? Yo, when Meg performing?
No, Dave said you don't want to see her twerk. I said I might want to see that. So I watched it. I'm amazed.
I didn't say that. I didn't want to see her twerk.
You said that. I don't give a fuck what you talking about. I tell the truth, nigga.
Yeah, whatever, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a man. I'm supposed to look at that. The fuck you mean? I'm not watching fucking Young Thugger twerking or fucking.
Why would Young Thugger be twerking though?
With big dicks and shit on his fucking shirt. I'm not watching that shit. I'm watching ass twerk, motherfucker.
Weird shirts.
I went back and I watched Lil Durk performance. This shit was cool. I still want to see Lil Baby shit too. I gotta go back on that one.
I gotta watch Travis Scott. I gotta.
Oh yeah, cause he came out mad late.
Lil Uzi on about to come on now. So.
Well, Lil Baby said he's this generation's Lil Wayne. Now, you coming from the South, and I know you're a Lil Wayne fan. Moses,
I was feeling like...
how you feel about that?
He most, like, not Lil Wayne style, but not the style, but where he's coming from is Busta Rhymes kind of like with the Genius and videos and shit like that. His wordplay, stuff like that.
So. Lil Baby, not the baby.
Oh, the baby? Lil Baby?
Fucking stupid.
Stupid.
I'm not on the baby. I don't give a fuck, nigga. I'm supposed to be on somebody else.
Do you think Lil Baby is today's...
No.
No?
I feel like Lil Baby's own lane. I don't feel like he's Lil Wayne level. I just feel like if he hot, he hot. You know what I'm saying?
He on fire. He like one of the biggest ones right now.
But that's what it is. It's not no comparison to Wayne to me. You It's just that he's hot right now.
But he said it, though. That's how he feel.
I just feel like he's saying he's hot. That's another.
I almost agree with him, though. As far as rapping, like, he a rapping-ass motherfucker, for one. He's featured on damn near everything that's coming out, for two. It's just that only thing I don't agree with is because this ain't really the mixtape era, so he don't be coming out with mixtapes like the way Lil Wayne was flooding the fucking streets with mixtape after mixtape after mixtape. Now, that's when it was like Lil Wayne just rapping like for no reason. Like, you know what I mean? But as far as being that rapping ass dude and on top and featured on everything, I damn near agree with him.
It's hot, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get it wrong, he's hot, but I don't know, man. Like, I gotta like everything. Like, it was a point Lil Wayne, like, I liked everything. See what I'm saying? Like, even
you
the
mixtapes. You ain't like everything Wayne was dropping.
Yeah, everything was hot.
No, bro. Some of the mixtapes we could have slid on.
Probably saying, we could have listened to them now, but we gotta stand out so we raised on.
I guess, man.
Just like most of these young kids listen to him now, they're going to fight you to this day like he's the hardest. You know what I'm saying? Because they raised on that.
Dave, you got an opinion on Lil Baby saying that shit? I don't think you care, though. You don't listen to that nigga like that, do you?
Nope.
See?
If he want to be Wayne, let him be Wayne.
Feel him on that.
If he want to be Wayne. Since we seen him in concerts and shit, like, if you was able to put a concert together, who would your people be? Give me a top 10.
Top 10? Niggas are putting... Come on, that's too many, nigga.
Let's make a list and give me your top 6, then. All right?
Drake. Travis Scott.
Yo, you are so funny, man.
What, man? He gonna bring the money. Drake. He gonna bring the money. Drake. Nah, Drake is bringing the... He's bringing the venue, bro. He's bringing the money, bro. Okay, go ahead. Travis Scott.
Okay.
Cole. And give me, I'm going to just do like 4. And give me somebody like, Jeezy to bring the old trap crowd back.
You want Jeezy?
Mix it up. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Bring the old trap crowd back. You know what I mean? To mix it in with all this. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I would do. I'd do 4.
Okay. What about you, Dave?
I'll probably have Griselda open.
I like it.
Probably Kanye, because I'm shooting for the money, nigga. I ain't doing this. This is what we doing this for. To see these niggas perform? No.
He said, put it together, right? Putting it together.
You got to have a top line. Okay, I understand. Yeah.
So anyway, Griselda open and Ye somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. I'm throwing Drake in there and Jay.
Jay-Z?
But hold on, what's the budget though? Can we like, come on, man? That's a lot of money we talking about.
Now you adding
budget.
It's gotta be a budget somewhere. We adding all these names.
You got money, nigga. We just got money shit together.
You got
even the budget. Yo, who would I get, man? My shit probably be Crump. I get Lil Jon.
Duke Deuce.
No, I gotta get J. Cole.
Duke Deuce. Stop acting like you want to pick Duke Deuce, nigga.
No. If I could, they could be back together, 3-6 Mafia. You know what I'm saying? Because you gotta understand, they ain't did no shit together. That'd be top right there. Dipset. We gotta have a dip set on there, man. I got to have the dip set on there.
I ain't mad at you.
Let's see. My last one. Who the fuck? Bring that shit, though.
Two could bring that shit, though. Come on, nigga.
I do her. I'll put her on there.
Oh, you're gonna throw some R&B on and mix it up.
You got a lot of shit.
I ain't mad at that. I'm not mad at that. Fucking Kanye West tricked these niggas again, saying he was dropping an album or whatever, and had a whole listening party at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta.
the nigga never dropped the album.
That's Kanye.
That's what I was trying to tell people, Moses.
Well, that's a lie. He never said he was dropping it. Everybody else said they was dropping it.
They were just
he never officially.
Okay, right, right, right. Yeah. So it still tricked the fans.
I ain't tricking.
My niece texted me, "Yo, I hate Kanye." I said, "Why?" She's like, "You need to drop this album." I'm like, "This is typical Ye for me. I don't understand what's going on." Like, so I was like, "This is what he do." And she was like, "I need that old Ye." I'm like, "Nigga, every album is different. Every album is new Ye."
What I heard, like, it's supposed to be the old Ye. So you gotta think, with somebody passionate with their music like that, he's gonna take time. You know what I'm saying? Gonna make sure everything right. I commend him on that. So that's the thing. Like, you can wait for it. Don't try to rush something. People were so excited. They were like, "Yeah, he come." No, he didn't say that. Like they said. Like, I'm just want you to hear it because he might switch something else. He's the type of person that lets you hear something for the first time and then go back in and change the beat up. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it's like, come on.
So you thinking the album probably ain't even done yet?
It's not done. It's not done. That nigga's a masterpiece. Like, he just let you see what he paint, but it's not done yet. Throw a couple more paint on there, it's done. You know what I'm saying? Mm. He's an artiste, man.
It's called Donda. I can't wait to hear it. I'm ready for it. I'm going to listen to it. Definitely.
Donda.
Niggas is funny. Niggas was hating this nigga about a year ago. Now y'all niggas is right back on his dick.
That's what how it mean? Goes.
Right back on.
First you love him, that's then you hate him, then you love him again.
That's why he don't. That's why he don't fucking care. That's why he don't fucking care. They gonna love or hate you regardless. You don't fucking care.
Fuck Dave. They be pointing out that bullshit.
It what it is? Got all y'all niggas buying tickets to watch this nigga dance around in red, to listen to songs that might not even make the album.
Yeah. I'm with Dave on that one.
Now, this is what it did. You know, knowing this nigga, shit, all the songs is leaked now because everybody didn't tape the shit.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
he might change
that's
every
the way he is.
Thing.
Like, he's going to change some shit up. Like, that was just to see what he
He just made
like,
a fucking
like.
Bag.
Thank you.
Previewing music. Right back on
And
his
then
dick.
What if he just never dropped the album?
So I'm saying that he could drop an album, it might be totally different.
Totally different.
Right. A whole different fucking album.
They trying to say he's just living in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. He's like the next day they seen him.
This is a good rollout. Good rollout.
The niggas going to the fucking game and shit. They hosting there and shit. Like, yo, he's just chilling. Saying he's not leaving until he finishes up mastering up the album.
He's on this Kid Cudi shit.
I'm going to listen to it. And you good niggas is going to listen to it too. So don't try to sit here trying to act like you won't.
I fuck with you.
I don't understand why Dave talking all that shit. He was talking shit too.
Nah, but you telling the truth. Niggas trying to down him and everything, like, for the shit was going on.
I'll be honest with you, I don't give a fuck. Give a fuck if the album is hot. I mean, if it's hot, I'm gonna listen to it drunk, but I ain't gonna run to it like everybody else run to it. And then I ain't gonna have to run to it, cause if it's hot, it'll come to me.
That's what I'm saying.
If it's y'all hot, niggas gonna like... wait till 12 o'clock.
Nah, bro.
As soon as you see it, the album's out.
Nah.
Right to
12
o'clock.
I don't do the 12 o'clocks, bro.
You gonna have,
I don't
you
do
gonna
the put, 12 a.m.
You gonna hell put no. your fucking earbuds in and lay in your bed.
Yo, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Kanye.
I've been waiting on Donda. All
right. Moses ain't got no earbuds. He using them fucking headphones for the Xbox.
Moses gonna be sleep.
No, you ain't, nigga. You got, you got that shit plugged up shit to the Xbox, nigga.
Oh, man. That's hilarious. Nah, I'll listen to it that morning, though, on my way to work.
Yeah, I know you will.
You know what it is, man.
On title.
And you gonna screenshot it, put it in your fucking story.
Oh, you be watching my stories. Leave
no,
me alone, nigga.
No, I just know how the groupies do.
Whoa, look at this. I fucking hate this.
I just know how they do. Ooh, I'm listening to the out. I hate that shit.
Dave, at least I ain't the loser that tags the artist.
I hate that
at
shit.
At least I'm not the loser that tags them.
I'm that. Listening to it first.
But listen,
nigga, we know everybody's listening to it. You
I
ain't
know,
gotta,
but at least I don't tag the artist, hoping for them to repost it in their story. Because that's that shit you be doing. I see.
Nah, you never
you be
seen
doing
me do that,
that shit with.
I barely don't post
that
anything.
Shit
cut
with
it out.
Conway all the time.
Never.
Mm-hmm. Hoping Conway.
I've never tagged the artist in my in a day of my life. Never. Mm. Never tagged anybody.
Dave's lying. Yo, Dr. Dre is ordered to pay his ex-wife almost $300,000 a month spousal support. Divorce. It's like $3.5 million a year. And that's until she either remarries or either one of them die. Shit like that.
I'll find somebody quick. Nigga, you need a marriage.
No,
today.
No. If she has to remarry.
That's what I'm talking about.
I don't think she would be in a rush to remarry. Keep that running and coming in for a few years at least. Like, honestly. Let's make it make sense.
She can date all she wants.
Exactly.
This is the life. This is the life you know what I'm saying, you deal with.
Yeah, that shit's wild, but I mean, Dre got that bread, man. I mean, when you get in.
I'm sure it was less than what she was asking for.
Yeah, it was.
You got to understand, like, this nigga got bread. So.
And
I don't think you're really worried about it.
Said something about the prenuptial agreement to where she was going to be able to tap into, like, his $820 million estate. Mm. She claims that he threw it away somewhere, tore it up, threw it away, so she didn't have no evidence of it to present that to the courts. So Dre lucked out.
Yeah.
So I'm not mad at the $3.5 million. Smart, I ain't even going to lie. He can't be chilling. He good.
Ribbit.
Good.
You can't do shit.
Yeah. It's 3.5 a year. You know what I mean? Come out with some more headphones. Cover that. That's it.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
Yeah, he's chilling. I ain't mad at him.
He got enough money to pay her for the year.
You should have just seen the fucking comments, easy. Though. The comments. It's like, well, he don't take care of his kids. He don't give them.
How
like,
the yo, fuck you know what he do with his
mind
kids?
Mind your fucking like, business.
That's the thing. Like, when somebody go through something, stop jumping in there guessing.
The comments
you don't
be
know
hilarious
on
social media.
Of course. They ain't gonna...
Acting like they know somebody just because they see what the fuck, like, just because of some pictures or some shit. That should be wild.
A whole bunch of niggas that can't afford to pay $12 in child support. Mm. Talking about niggas. Cut it out.
Well, you know it was more so the women. Saying about talking that shit about him not taking care of the kids and all this other
though,
shit.
So first of all, they can't be projecting they negative, you know what I mean? They negative shit on somebody
saying, you
else.
Know how they do. They got all the comments in the world with that shit. Like, yo, ma, relax. Right. It's cool. Like,
go find your baby father. Right. Find that. Yo,
that
go find that man.
That man gone.
Yo, go find that man. Yo.
That nigga gone.
Yo, no, that way. Turn around. Go that way.
Oh, my God. Women are hilarious, man. But shout out to Dre. It's a W. I like it. Not going to lie.
He's
like
sorry.
Oh, shit. So I seen this, right? Little scenario. You get into some bullshit, you out in the woods, right?
What?
Shut up, man. Would you rather fight a gorilla or a bear?
This motherfucker right here. You gonna get your ass beat regardless, nigga.
I know. So which ass beating you want? Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Do I got weapons?
Which ass beating you want, nigga?
Do I got weapons or anything, motherfucker?
I'm taking my chance with the gorilla, man.
What?
I'm taking my chance with the gorilla. Just knock me the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Let's get this over with quick. You know?
I'm not gonna knock you out, bitch.
The
you
bear gonna
broken
eat your
phone.
Ass. The bear gonna eat you.
The bear might leave you alone. Make some wild noise. I might jump off.
Dave, what the fuck is this nigga talking
you,
about?
You talking about fighting the gorilla?
What the
gorilla
fuck is
gonna,
this nigga talking about?
Really gonna beat your ass with your dumb ass.
They said a bear might just leave you alone, nigga.
Nah, that gorilla ain't gonna leave you the fuck alone.
So you rather fight the bear?
The bear, you have a chance, so it's not fucking with you.
Nigga, you can't
nigga,
even run
the gorilla
from
is gonna fuck with you because you gotta understand it's a war, nigga. This is my territory, motherfucker. Are you stupid? That bitch gonna beat the fuck out of you.
Nah, he's gonna knock me out.
You gonna tell
me? Knock me clean out.
No,
he ain't
not.
Gonna try to eat me.
He's gonna break your jaw. And then he's gonna show his kids. Look at this bitch ass.
I understand that though.
They know what I'm talking about. Yeah,
no, I'm talking about what this nigga is.
Yeah, knock me clean.
Greens don't eat people.
Yeah, knock me clean the fuck out, yo.
Yeah, I mean, they vegetarian.
I'm night night, nigga.
You'd rather get beat up than
chewed the fuck up,
on.
Nigga.
You said a gorilla or what?
Or a bear.
You got
bear.
Shit. You got shit. Yeah,
bear. You can't run from the bear. The bear can climb a tree on your ass.
Yeah.
Yo, gorilla. I'm gonna throw a hook. Just knock me the fuck out, man.
Yeah, they might bite your neck. They bite your neck is over.
Yeah.
Jump in the water, Sorrel.
This nigga said he want to rumble with a bear.
Yeah, go in the water, I'm good, nigga. Go. Why your dumb ass getting mollywopped and shit?
Yeah, that's a fact. Nigga might pull your whole arm off.
You know what I'm saying?
And beat you with it.
That's what the fuck. That's a fact. This nigga talking about he gonna knock you out. That bitch gonna bust your head wide open.
Yeah.
Then he gonna show his
he
kid.
Not, he won't eat you, though.
He won't eat me, bro.
He ain't gonna eat you, but you still gonna be dead, nigga. Too.
Yeah, but you don't wanna be eating alive, though, type shit.
Yeah.
Nigga,
fuck is this nigga
again,
talking about, man?
I'm good.
We in the woods. Ain't no fucking water. Talking about going to water. What water?
Some water.
I'm next to the Cayfield River. Shut up.
I'm going. I can run, nigga.
What you rather fight, Dave? What you taking your chances with?
I'm not taking my chances with.
You just gonna let him just tear your ass up?
Man. I won't be in the woods, first of all. Yo, what if something go down and I'm in the... No, nigga.
See, that's what
not
I'm
bad.
Saying, yo.
Not bad.
You might have kids one day. You want to take them hiking?
Nah, dog.
Take
why
them
am
the
I hiking them? Where am I hiking at when gorillas is at?
Ain't no telling, Dave.
Walmart?
You never know where your life might take you in the future, yeah, baby.
Walmart. Some gorillas in the store.
You don't know that.
I seen a couple gorillas in Walmart.
Seen a couple gorillas out here.
Yeah. It. Some gorillas out here in Walmart.
What the fuck? What the sumo wrestler shit on too? Like, what are the rompers? Oh, yeah, gorillas need to stop with those rompers.
Couple gorillas out there, man.
Right?
Gorillas out there rolling up.
Lions, tigers.
Yeah. Oh my!
Oh my!
Oh,
I'm gonna fight a gorilla.
Oh, I want that.
I'm a gorilla fighter.
Oh, yo, I meant to ask y'all this.
G-Unit?
Nigga stupid.
G-Unit. Shut the fuck up, you stupid.
That's just going to be fun.
G Unit.
Are you gonna be playing her?
I'll kill you.
Oh my god.
I'm a warrior.
Yo, so is it a rule? Say you walking with your girl down the street, right? Is it a rule for the man to be walking on the side where the street is? Like, or does it matter?
It's just polite. That's what
it's
it is.
Polite.
I try to.
The
idea is if a car jumps the curb, it'll hit you first. So
push out the way.
Yeah,
sacrifice.
So you kind of, that's all that shit is about.
Nah, I get that. And I am the same way. I agree with y'all. That's just how I think. Mentally, that was something that was never taught to me. But what if it is the other way around? Man, I seen comments and the women were going ham.
What you mean? What if it was the other way around?
Oh, that dude don't know nothing. He wasn't raised right. Like, how the fuck you know how he was raised? Just because the woman is on the... on
he's
the
just saying,
like, how do you know how that man was raised?
He's just saying he loved himself more.
Like, what I tell you before? Yo, go find that man. Like, cut it out.
Mm-hmm. Man, he could be serious. Man could be so simple sometimes. Like, just stupid. I'm like, whoa. Like, damn.
Same people ain't never had a door open for them type shit. Like shit like that. They just got an opinion.
I'm like, oh, because, you know what I mean? Like, he's not on the out, like, walking.
Times you forget. You know what I mean?
You don't be thinking.
I don't get it.
A lot of shit on your mind. Sometimes you want to walk on the inside just in case a car dude jumped the curb.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
And I was going there next with it, Dave. Like,
it might be intentional.
I mean, yeah, you wanted to push her out there. Let's hope that doesn't happen. We're not wishing that on people.
No, we're not wishing. If you're on that side, he tired of you.
But honestly, though, when I do walk in the street, it's like, I'm like that with kids and women. Like, y'all walk toward. But hold on, what if like a group of gang niggas walking by? You want your lady walking next to them? Or you want her on the street?
Come on, cut it out. You know you can maneuver on the street, though.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Man. What if it's that type of situation?
She gonna walk in front of you, man.
That sound like how Moses think. That was a correct answer.
That was what you supposed to do. Nah, so I ain't doing that. I'm gonna be fine. Excuse me, bitch, go with him. Fuck you mean. Dude, bitch.
Damn, bro. You all right, Moses?
Nah, I'm the realest on here, man.
I feel you. I feel you, bro. You all right?
Ain't got no fucking closed mouth.
Are you all right? My nigga said no filter. I feel you, bro.
What you talking about, Mike? I'm good.
I feel you,
getting
bro.
Money.
Yo, when was the last time you lost
fucking
like
all
your
stupid?
When was the last time you lost like your debit card or your credit card? This nigga snatches my chips. I asked the nigga, no, give me my chips back, nigga. I asked you if you wanted them earlier. Yeah, you can't eat them now.
Hey, eat them like the cookies up.
Yo, oh my God.
Yeah, open them up. Eat them. Then look at that man.
What you saying, man?
I said, yo, when's the last time y'all lost your debit card?
Nigga took his chips and ate them, looked them in the eye.
I haven't lost my debit card in a while. Been a long time, my brother.
Yeah, I know when you do lose your debit card, you call your fucking thing quick. Cancel that bitch.
Nah, so let me tell you some funny shit, right? I lost my shit at the playoff game. Remember when we went to Atlanta last week, whatever? I lost my shit at the game.
Okay.
And I was buying drinks.
When did you notice?
I noticed when I was sitting down at my seat and I was like, oh, let me go get another drink or whatever. And then I pulled my shit out and I was like, damn, what the fuck I do with my debit card? Like, I'm like, oh, I must have dropped that shit around here somewhere now. Fuck. But then I was like, it's all good, though. I mean, if somebody got it, they got it. You know what I mean?
Okay, so you said you was paying for drinks, right?
Yeah.
You don't think you put it on the tab and had to hold a card?
Not at the stadium.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so, I eventually found my card. Like, I went up to the lady, and I happened to see her she had the card right there in front of the register.
Oh, you left it at the register?
Yeah, I left it at the register, and, you know, I had to say my name or whatever, and she looked at it, she's like, okay, here you go, and I was like, thank you. But, like, you know, I know the feeling that a lot of people give, like, oh, shit, I gotta cancel this, I gotta cancel that. I didn't have that feeling. I was like, yo, if somebody got that shit, yo, run it up, because the bank is gonna give me that back. I don't care what nobody say. It's happened before. But I was also on some shit like, nigga, I'm about to refund this whole motherfucking trip, nigga. Yeah, I lost my shit. No, that's not me. I didn't swipe that. No, hell no. Matter of fact, I wasn't even in Atlanta. Yo, I did not get that hotel room. I did not put none of that shit.
What the fuck? How many hot dogs? I don't even eat hot dogs.
I don't even eat that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was going to,
I don't drink soda.
But, you know, I happened to find it, so it's cool. That's why I was asking y'all when last time y'all might have lost y'all shit. I was going to cancel the whole fuck. All them Lyft trips? No, that was not me on the Lyft. No.
Niggas be doing that. Go to the bar, spin the tab up. I lost my car.
You feel me?
I leave all my shit back.
Call the bank, my nigga. They giving that shit back. They giving it back. So y'all haven't lost y'all shit in a while, huh? Okay. That's cool. Yeah. But how would y'all feel if y'all did, though? Y'all calm and cool, collected, or it's like, it's a little panic. I gotta shut it down.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm always
nobody
like,
want their car stolen, my G.
I'm always panic out, but like, if I don't find it in the next few seconds, it's time to cancel it. Like, I don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Time for a new card anyway. That's what I look at it. It's like, maybe it's time for a new card. You know what I'm saying?
And it depends on when I lost it or when I realized I found I lost it, rather. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I just catch on to it, then it is what it is. I just call and cancel it. Now, if like 3 days go by and I ain't see my card, then I'm probably panicking.
Yeah. Okay.
Yo, I see the NFL, they getting strict out there.
What are they doing now?
They want you vaccinated. It's like a must.
Mm-hmm.
They said
the players.
The players, everybody, the whole staff, everybody. Yeah. The NFL will fine unvaccinated players $14,650 for violations of COVID-19 protocols. That's some bullshit. I don't agree with it. I wonder how many players are going to, like, I wonder if players are going to stand up against it, or they just going to say,
no, them niggas, is,
they want their money, right?
Money, man. Yeah. It's a job. Like, I'm thinking, probably some people understand, like, this is what we got to do, just to be safe.
Well, what's the rule about the if your team get tested?
Excuse me. If your team tests positive and you can't play, you have to forfeit, then that's an actual loss on the records during the season. Not rescheduling the games and shit like they was doing last season.
Okay.
They used to say, oh, the team got COVID, we can't play, and they hold off and then rescheduling games. No more rescheduling games. Yo, you got to forfeit, take that fucking loss, and that's towards if you try to go to the playoffs. That's trash. I mean, it is what it is.
You got to understand, like, people paying money to see you. So I feel like it's a job you must do. I'm pretty sure some people don't agree with it, but it's like, fuck it, I just got to do it.
Yeah, it's all about the money at the end of the day.
Then you got to think about your teammate. You don't want your teammates like, man, you can't, man, come on, man. I want to, you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
I can't understand that.
You don't want to lose that game.
I can't understand that, too. You putting your team at risk and all that. Like,
that's a lot of pressure, though, even though you feel strong.
But it's like, how can you not catch the COVID? It's like, the shit is still out here. I mean, a lot of places are open. A lot of states are open and shit. These players are traveling to these different states. They probably go to bars and shit. Or what? Y'all don't want them to go to bars or anything? Shit like that?
But that's the thing, too. They're traveling everywhere. So I think they're trying to nip it in the bud before it gets too crazy.
It sounds like they basically say, yo, travel, stay in your room, order food there, order drink. Like, you know what I mean? Don't go nowhere. Or we're going to get fined.
They got restrictions on the people who don't want to take the vaccine either. Like, they gotta get daily testing type shit. It's a little bit more stricter on them also.
Well, you saying that's what it is, or you think that's...
It is. They got different rules. If you're not vaccinated, you got different rules.
Okay.
Are you guys still not going to get vaccinated? I'm not. I mean, unless I actually
I'm good for now.
Good for now, but if I had to, you know what I'm saying, I had to. But for me, I'm good.
Good thing is all the old people got it on this side.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And they good, so. You know me, I'm risking it out here. I know. It's what it is.
Yeah. I got a homie. He's flying. And if you're flying international, you have to get vaccinated.
Okay.
You have to get. So he's going to Greece. So he had to get vaccinated. And it fucked him up for like 2 weeks. Like, because you don't know how your body is going to react to this shit.
Mm.
So it fucked him up. He had like, I think he said he had like a fever and shit for like a week. He had like ear infection. Like, he just had shit going on. He was like, what the fuck? Like, he had to keep going to the emergency room and shit. So yeah, I'm still not gonna get it, but I don't know. I don't plan on flying international nowhere neither.
You been listening to that new lately?
Anything new? Oh, I was listening to that ESTG.
Okay. What's that?
That's one of the newer artists that's out right now. He got some shit.
Mm-hmm.
I've been listening to his shit.
Okay.
I ain't really been, I don't know. I just been flipping dirt shit, baby that, shit.
G Herbo?
Nah.
Your hair was kind of nice. They went on it. Davies kind of nice.
Yeah, you talking about like that new joint? Oh, yeah, that shit is hard.
Yeah, he got like two tracks out right now.
Yeah, that's hard. Oh, that new Snow Allegra album is fire.
I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, you need to check that out, bro. I've been listening to shit like that. A lot of other old shit, old Future. That's it. What you been listening to, bro?
You ready for a new Future now?
I'm always ready for Future. Fuck y'all.
I'm always ready for the Future.
What it is, y'all. I'm always ready. When he drop, I'm listening. I hate to say it. It's me. Fuck y'all.
I'm always ready.
I'm always
excuse me.
Future.
That's funny.
I hate your niggas, man. So that's what I do. I do hate you niggas.
Nah, man. I mean, his music's hot. Future.
Why you have to say it like that?
No, man. It's the future.
What's the problem?
No, it's
you
future.
Ready for future?
Everybody's ready for the future. But you ready?
Yeah, it's about time for him to drop something.
He's about time for him to do it.
It's about time.
It's about time for him to drop something.
Yeah, yo, so I shouldn't be laughing. Let me hold on. Cause it's not funny. It's really fucked up. So Lumberton Honda, you know, here in North Carolina. I don't know if y'all seen a post at Lumberton Honda. This girl, she was a black girl, and she purchased.
Look at these niggas. Fuck.
Yeah, we.
I've seen
it's
it.
Not funny. You saw it. Yeah. See, it's not funny. It's this, fucked up.
This black girl.
It's a black woman. She purchased a vehicle from Lumberton Honda. What the? I ain't even give the shit out. This nigga's laughing. Yeah, I hate this nigga Moses. But they said shout out to Bonquisha, bro.
Right, they made a post.
Yeah, they made a post on Facebook and said, shout out to Bonquisha on her new 2000 such and such, whatever she bought.
That wasn't her name.
And that was definitely not her name. So fuck y'all, Lumberton Honda. I ain't never buying a fucking car from there. Ever. You racist fucks. You got anything on that, Moses?
So wait a minute.
Yeah, Lumberton is a wild place.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not buying nothing from you motherfuckers.
A girl purchased a car.
Yes.
And they trying to give a shout out.
And called her Bonquisha.
And they gave her the wrong name?
No.
You know, they came up with that name.
It was like Bonquisha came out.
They says the person was removed that was responsible for the post. That's what they said.
These niggas is laughing.
Yo, these niggas is crazy, yo.
They ain't released no name. They lying.
That's what I'm saying, man. That nigga so fuck took y'all, a, Lumberton Honda. I ain't never buying nothing from
that nigga. Took a break and they sat back and laughed at that shit.
Yeah,
that's
fuck
fucking
them.
Crazy, man. Shout out to Bonquisha.
Bonquisha.
Y'all better hope she ain't got some gangsters
this time, Jack. That motherfucker back.
You know what I'm saying? They gonna spin the block on y'all. Y'all better hope she don't know some gangsters.
He did it this time, Johnny. Bonquisha.
Shit is wild out here, man.
Shots out the bone queen.
That's what they said, bro.
You about to get them shots out of it.
Hey, shit is fucked up on the West Coast with the fires and shit. Shout out to them. But did y'all see how it was all foggy and shit like during the day around here, nigga? They started to say that shit was from the fires over there. Like that smoke is traveling.
I didn't even know they was having some trouble over there.
Nah.
Yeah, it's a lot of wildfires still going on out there in the West Coast, California and shit. And they trying to say like a lot of that smoke has traveled over here to the East Coast and that shit hit us in Fayetteville.
Why we can't do what Dubai did? You see that shit?
No, I did not.
Them niggas had to drive, you know, they don't get water over there too. Them niggas sent drones up there in the sky with some type of electric charge and they created rain and it started raining.
Oh, wow.
It don't even rain over there. Fucking crazy.
Yeah, since you what niggas is out here fucking going to space and shit. Jeff Bezos and shit, you out here flying in space and coming back and
do
shit.
Do that shit to California,
you
man.
You feel me? They don't give a fuck. Yo, you know what? They probably want the land out there. There's probably some shit behind that.
Think they starting it?
Yeah, man, listen, man.
What you mean? Wild, this shit ain't wild.
Or just letting it go.
It's always some shit they doing.
Because they know they can fix that shit. That's crazy. So, I don't know, man. What you got on your list over there, Moses?
Let's see, man. Take it out, man. Take it out. Nothing to talk about, man.
Oh, okay. Well, the news is fucked up. Shit is sad. I see some shit up there in Monroe where a 12-year-old girl got shot during a drive-by. Shit is sad, man. Y'all be careful out here. Outside is open. Everybody got a ops. Don't nobody give a fuck. So, yo, this is Dirty Water Podcast. We out this bitch. Check us out on Twitter, dirty_water_NC. Everybody do got a ops, bro. Oh, they do. It's on site out here.
This nigga's crazy.
Everybody ain't got no fucking ops. Everybody need to go sit they dumb ass down for
one. Talk about it.
This nigga's waiting on it.
Let's go chill,
man. Nigga, he telling the truth.
Everybody
nigga.
Got an ops, bro.
He telling the truth.
It's a lot cooler to live.
I agree.
Let
with
him
that,
tell
man.
The truth. You know what I'm saying?
Jesus Christ.
He waiting on future. Niggas got ops.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Man. You got ops. He got ops. Everybody got ops, man. Fuck the ops.
Well, listen. We out this bitch.
Go hug your mother, nigga. That's what you need to do. If she around, go hug your grandmother.
Nah, he want the ops.
Right.
He want the ops.
He want the
on
ops.
On site.
You want the ops, man.
On site. It's fucked up out here, man. I don't think I'm going back outside. I'm lying because I'm about to go to Seattle. Shout out to Seattle. First stop, dispensary. Jesus Christ. Instagram, DirtyWater_podcast. My shit on Instagram is DirtyWaterLex. What's your shit on Instagram, Dave? Fuck you, Dave.
DirtyWaterDaveB.
I don't know when Moses is going to get social media. Man, something's shit. Wrong with this dude. Yo, somebody get into his head or something. He's stupid.
Hit him up on the Dirty Water podcast Instagram.
And talk some shit to him. So tell Moses, yo, you need to get an Instagram or something. And we out this bitch 2-6 and
Moses.
Word.